Hey, welcome to the Bartender's Perspective. I'm so happy to have you here. Work is done for the day. Pull up a chair, have a seat. I'll pour you a drink and let's get started. Tonight's podcast is about something that I have quite a bit of extensive knowledge on. It's something that I have spent many years perfecting both through experience and formal education. Tonight, I want to talk about the art of effective communication. I'm going to briefly talk about my own profession and what is generally entailed while giving some Bible scriptures relevant to the topic, along with some effective communicators throughout history that helped shape our modern world today as we know it for the better and in one instance for worse. I'm going to mention some more overlooked professions and industries where effective communication is not immediately recognized or talked about, and some unique perspectives that are often missed. So a skilled bartender is not just a mixologist. We're the masters of human connection, orchestrating conversations that blend the diverse notes of patrons into a harmonious atmosphere. Beyond crafting cocktails, a bartender's true art lies in the ability to read the room, adapting their communication style to suit the diverse personalities gracing that bar. You know, creating an inclusive space where everyone feels heard and welcomed. In the realm of mixology, communication isn't just verbal. You know, we'll cover that a little bit later in more detail. It's the unspoken dialogue of understanding preferences, anticipating needs, and crafting an experience that transcends the glass. The bar is a social canvas, you know, and the bartender, the artist of engagement, paints each night with the strokes of attentive listening, genuine interest, and the subtle nuances of nonverbal communication. As the unlicensed therapist of the nightlife, bartenders navigate the emotional spectrum of their patrons, you know, with empathy and discretion, transforming a simple transaction into a meaningful exchange. In the hustle of a bustling bar, effective communication isn't just about words. It's the alchemy of connection, turning strangers into regulars and patrons into a community. The art of bartending transcends the pour. It's the mastery of communication that transforms a bar counter into a stage where stories are shared, friendships are forged, and the spirit of community is distilled. In the world of libations, a bartender's eloquence extends beyond the cocktail menu, creating a narrative of hospitality, camaraderie, and connection. It's a testament, you know, to the profound impact of effective communication in the art of serving spirits. The mixologist cocktail shaker is not just a tool. It's a vessel of communication, shaking and stirring not only ingredients, but also the social dynamics that define the unique ambience of a well-crafted bar. In the symphony of clinking glasses and laughter, the bartender conducts the evening using the language of hospitality and the art of conversation to create an unforgettable experience, you know, one sip and one story at a time. Man, I love what I do. The Bible, you know, it has much to say on effective communication. Even after these thousands of years, the principles from this holy text are evident in our world today. From the book of James, chapter 1, verse 19, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, you know, and slow to become angry." So in this scripture, part of the communication process is not just about speaking. It is about listening and taking the time to be patient if someone interjects something that could be offensive, for example. Great example of this, and it would be from the Urban Dictionary for the word hangry. You know, sometimes people do come in at the very beginning of an experience. They've had a long day and they sit down and, you know, you go to talk to them. And they immediately lash out for no reason. So the good thing about this is it's better just to listen and, you know, don't get angry so quickly be slow to speak. I've seen this time and time again where after someone eats, after someone has had something to drink, you know, their whole demeanor changes. You know, and it's times like this that this scripture, you know, it's just a great example of that principle, that scenario, that situation, and how to navigate it, if you will. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. In delivering more effective communication, this scripture mentions speaking in such a way that you build people up with your words versus tearing them down. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 13. To answer before listening, that is folly and shame. One of my regulars shared a compelling incident illustrating the profound connection between communication and active listening. You know, I didn't want to give too many personal details about this story, as I was asked not to. He recounted a life-altering conversation where by genuinely listening to the other person's perspective and without arguing, they not only resolved a long-standing conflict that lasted the better part of a decade, and also in the process repaired and strengthened an already existing strained relationship. The story emphasizes how true communication involves not just speaking, but also understanding and valuing the thoughts and feelings of others through attentive listening without lashing out and or interrupting them. So let's talk a little more about history as far as effective communication. From ancient civilizations to the complexities of the modern world, communication has been a fundamental aspect of human interaction. You know, I want to take, you know, just a moment to explore how successful communication has shaped societies and continues to be a vital skill in our contemporary lives. So in the ancient world, leaders like Cicero and Aristotle emphasized the importance of eloquence and persuasion. Cicero, he was a Roman statesman and an orator, believed that effective communication was essential for leadership. You know, his speeches not only influenced political decisions, but also set a precedent for persuasive rhetoric that endured through the ages. Legend has it that once a young orator, eager to impress Aristotle with his eloquence, approached the philosopher. Aristotle listened intently to the eloquent speech, you know, and then he remarked, "Your words, my friend, are like beautiful adorned statues with no souls." True eloquence is not in the mere display of words, you know, but in the art of persuasion that moves hearts and minds. This encounter, it emphasized Aristotle's belief that effective rhetoric goes beyond ornate language, emphasizing the power to convince and influence. Johannes Gutenberg's revolutionary invention of the printing press around 1440, it transformed effective communication by making books more accessible. Prior to this, books were copied by hand, limiting their availability. Gutenberg's movable type printing press allowed for mass production of books, you know, fostering the spread of knowledge, ideas, and information. This innovation, it played a pivotal role in the Renaissance, Reformation, and the broader democratization of education, laying the groundwork for modern information age. It allowed ideas to spread rapidly, sharing public opinion and fostering cultural and intellectual movements. The power of the written word became a force for change, with figures like Martin Luther using pamphlets to ignite the Protestant Reformation. Jumping to the 20th century, you know, we witnessed the impact of mass media on communication. Leaders such as Winston Churchill, you know, and Franklin D. Roosevelt, he harnessed the power of radio during World War II, delivering speeches that inspired and united nations. The advent of television further transformed communication, you know, bringing political debates and cultural phenomena directly into people's living rooms. But even in this world where effective communication has come a long way, there have been some times in history where effective communication was used in ways that were not so good for humanity. In exploring Adolf Hitler's ability as a communicator, it's crucial to acknowledge his powerful oratory skills. His impassioned speeches, coupled with a charismatic delivery, resonated with a significant portion of the German population during the 1930s. However, this effectiveness had devastating consequences, as Hitler utilized his communication prowess to spread hateful ideologies, you know, leading to the rise of Nazi Germany and ultimately World War II. It serves as a stark reminder of the profound impact effective communication can have on shaping the course of history, for better, or in this case, for worse, that led up to mass genocide. But in our contemporary era, you know, the internet and social media have ushered in a new chapter of communication. Platforms like Twitter and Facebook have given individuals the ability to share their thoughts globally. However, as I talked about, you know, in a previous podcast episode, this instant connectivity does come with its challenges, as misinformation and polarization can spread just as quickly. Effective communication in the modern world requires not only the mastery of language, but also the ability to navigate the digital landscape. Leaders like Barack Obama leverage social media to connect with a younger audience. You know, and that demonstrates how adapting to changing communication mediums is crucial for success. In everyday life, effective communication is the cornerstone of healthy relationships. Couples, friends, and colleagues benefit from clear and empathetic communication. You know, misunderstandings can be mitigated, you know, and trust can be built through active listening and thoughtful expression. But in our world today, you know, there are many ways to verbally, effectively communicate. But there are some places in our world that are also overlooked, where communication is sometimes not spoken, but unspoken. You know, let's take job interviews. You know, just a quick example. You know, a candidate who maintains eye contact, offers a firm handshake, and uses open body language effectively communicates confidence, you know, and professionalism without saying a word. The crazy world of digital marketing, you know, visual design and marketing. An engaging and well-designed advertisement or website can effectively convey a brand's message and values without relying on spoken words, capturing the audience's attention and communicating the intended information. You know, it's funny, when I started this podcast channel and I had the website built, the website designer I had also made me the logo that's on my website. And initially, when she asked me, you know, what I wanted my logo to be and did I have one, and I honestly, y'all, admitting, you know, showing my age also, that I had no idea what she was talking about. And that's when she introduced to me that, you know, every company has a logo, you know, from Nike's little swish symbol to Apple having, you know, just an apple, you know, and so on and so forth. So I thought that was super cool that, you know, the logo that's on my website, you know, it's my brand, if you will. So I thought that was a great example of visual design and marketing. Sign language interpretation. Now, in situations where spoken communication is not possible, such as for individuals with hearing impairments, sign language becomes a powerful means of conveying complex thoughts and emotions without uttering a single word. On all of my podcast episodes, you know, I have it set up that, you know, you can go and I have a transcript of everything. So I have that there for the people who are hearing impaired. So, but yeah, traffic signals. you know, it's often overlooked. You know, the color-coded signals used in traffic control effectively communicate instructions to drivers and pedestrians, you know, ensuring a smooth and safe flow of traffic without the need for verbal communication. Body language and negotiations. During business negotiations, subtle body language cues like nodding, gestures, you know, facial expressions can convey agreements, disagreements, or openness, you know, influencing the course of the discussion without ever verbalizing specific points. This one's still a mystery to me to this day. Emoticons and text messages. It's a mystery to me, y'all. But in informal digital communication, the use of emoticons or emojis can add emotional context to written messages, helping convey tone and sentiment that might be challenging to express through text alone. You know, I saw this one in a lot of, whenever I went on vacation, I had a hotel that I like to stay in. And I remember one day, you know, I got off the elevator and I realized I was on the wrong floor. And I reached over to touch the button, you know, to go to the next floor. And I ran my hands across these series of dots. Instead of hitting the button, I looked over. And then I started seeing the dots everywhere, at the elevators, at corners and turns, Braille on public signs. For individuals with visual impairments, the presence of Braille on signs and elevator buttons, they provide essential information and directions, facilitating navigation in public spaces, without spoken communication. Symbols on maps, we've all been there. You know, maps often use symbols to represent landmarks, facilities or points of interest, allowing users to interpret, and navigate their surroundings effectively without the need for spoken instructions. In the art world, musical performances. Musicians, they communicate emotions and themes through their performance without using spoken words, relying on the power of music to convey complex feelings and connect with the audience. Honoring our military, military hand signals. In military operations, hand signals are crucial for conveying tactical information, silently, enabling soldiers to coordinate movements and actions without compromising their position through verbal communication. One last example, I wanted to save this for last because, it's just one thing that sometimes for people that like to talk, such as myself, often overlook. I admit that I still struggle with it to this day, but I'm working on it. And that is being a nonverbal effective communicator or being an effective listener. I've had bar patrons that came through that need to vent about a problem or conflict they have, but don't always necessarily need interjection or comments, but merely for someone to hear what they are saying. And for example, people that have a voice but are afraid to speak up. And in the end, you might start a dialogue, or you might not, whichever the case may be. Effective listening, where understanding and empathy play crucial roles. By listening attentively, one comprehends the speaker's perspective, fostering a deeper connection. Silence at times allows for reflection, enabling thoughtful responses and promoting a more meaningful exchange. In certain situations, withholding words, demonstrates respect for the speaker's thoughts and encourages open dialogue. Sometimes, the only thing you can take away from it as the listener is you change their life and changed your own in the process. I know my regulars and everyone I've ever met over the years at my bar have taught me so much about life and gave me the knowledge I have today to write my podcast episodes. And I'll always be grateful for them for entrusting me with the personal details about their lives. As we wrap up today's episode on effective communication, remember that in our interconnected world, communication is not just a skill, it's a lifeline. From navigating personal relationships to driving global innovations, the power of effective communication is undeniable. So whether you're honing your active listening skills or mastering the art of virtual communication, whatever that may be, keep in mind that every interaction shapes the fabric of our shared human experience. The thread of effective communication, you know, it weaves through the fabric of human history. From the oratory of ancient leaders to the digital conversations of today, the ability to convey ideas, you know, with clarity and impact, it remains a timeless skill. As we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of communication, let's draw information from the lessons of the past and, you know, strive for a world where our words bring understanding, you know, unity, and positive change. But in closing, if you like my podcast, please feel free to tell at least 3 people about my podcast if you think they'll get something out of it. This will help me continue to get my message out there to more people. And if you want to support the show, you can visit my website and leave a tip in the tip jar. But unless you want another drink, as always, thank you for stopping in. Here's your check. My regular podcast showers are, as always, every Sunday night at 7 p.m. So you can come back and see me then. Have a great night.